Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I am your host, Margot Joy Denader. I am a happiness coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy to have Kristen Helmstetter back as my guest for Live Your Music. Today, tune in for a 30-minute conversation about how her coffee self-talk books can help you create and live your most magical life. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello from Arizona.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. I love seeing the pictures that you post of Arizona. I've never been there. And so I love palm trees, and I've always been fascinated with Arizona. So combination of that and you living over in Italy part of the time makes you so much
it's pretty fantastic. I think you would really like Arizona, especially Sedona, where you just have that real artist community, and you've got the red rock, and you probably really vibe really well out here.
You know, I've always seen pictures of the red rocks, and it's just so beautiful. And we also have some friends that have moved to Arizona that used to live in the Bay Area. So, you know, now we know you there, we know them there. I don't know. I have a feeling I'll end up visiting it at some point. But, yeah, wow. I want this show to be focused on your series of books, the Coffee Self-Talk series. And when I had you on the show in May 26th, we had a great conversation about overall you and your life and the books and writing and traveling and all sorts of fun things. And people can hear the replay of that still on my Blog Talk episode page. Today, though, I want to focus on, because you only had one coffee self-talk book out when I had you on in May, and now there's a whole series. So I can't wait to hear about the different books. And I thought that the Facebook page, which I love, by the way, I love the Facebook page you have for Coffee Self-Talk. It's so uplifting and inspiring, and I love the posts that people put on there. And I love how they help each other. It's really, really inspiring. But I want you to tell us a little bit about the books in order. So first of all, let's talk about Coffee Self-Talk. Tell us a little bit about that, why you wrote it, what inspired you to write it, and what it can do to help people.
Okay, so should I dive in right now?
Yes, dive in.
Okay. Okay, so it was a few years ago. We were living in Arizona, and on paper, I had a good life, and I would meditate and dabble in Taoism, and I had a fairly peaceful life. But I didn't wake up with any sparkle. I didn't feel like I had any direction or purpose, and it was just kind of waking up, going through the motions of the day, and again, just not really having any sparkle. So one day I'm reading a book in bed. My husband comes into the bedroom, and it was a book called Global Student, and it was about this family that had, you know, picked up and basically traveled the world with their kids. And he comes in, and I said, I have an idea. He always gets excited when I have ideas. And he said, what? And I said, let's sell it all and travel the world. And he thought about it for a second. He's a traveler. The picture that he posted on his profile, how we met was on eHarmony, was of him with a suitcase at his front door. So he was really into traveling. So I knew that this probably wouldn't be a tough sell. And uh-huh. He thought about it, and he said, okay. And so we took the next year to make that happen, to plan it, to basically literally sell it all and travel the world. So we did that. So fast forward like a year later, and we're in Italy. And at that time, we decided we could pursue dual citizenship because of my bloodline. So we were doing that. We're sitting in cafes and, you know, eating the best pizza in the world and drinking espresso and spritz. And again, on paper, my life looks amazing. But I still had no sparkle. It's like I sensed there was more. I was optimistic. I was an optimistic person, you know, but I just I would just kind of wake up and just have kind of like depressive thoughts on occasion. And so I'm no stranger to personal development and stuff like that. And at the time I was in Italy and I was reading a book about this. I liked reading books about expats who had gone to Italy. And I'm reading this book about this woman who was in, I don't know, Florence or Verona. And she's describing her morning. She's like, I wake up, I have my coffee, I sit at the little table, I look out into the courtyard. She's living in some 600-year-old beautiful historical building. And I just, that sounded so nice. I just thought, wow, what a nice time just doing nothing but enjoying her coffee. And I thought, well, what do I do with my coffee? I grab my phone, I get on social media, I start doing email. Like nothing that feels really good, right? So like I'm out the gate starting my day with my most favorite treasured beverage. And it's like I'm tainting it with just, you know, jumping into the day and not even really taking any time for me or anything uplifting. So I was no stranger to affirmations or self-talk, but I didn't use them regularly. I didn't have a strategy with them. And after I was inspired by this woman just doing, you know, just relaxing with her coffee, I take my cup of coffee one morning and I take my phone and I put it in airplane mode and I open up the notes application. And I just start writing affirmations, positive self-talk lines of all kinds. And, you know, one of my favorite personal development authors is Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he says, if you want to, like, change your life, you have to change your behaviors. Because if you don't change your behaviors, you're just going to reinforce the old you. So I knew that the first thing I could do was just change one of my behaviors, which would be, like, the first behavior of the morning. Because if I keep getting my coffee and getting into my email and my Instagram and all that, I'm just reinforcing the old me. So I'm going to do something new. And it's going to be something that's uplifting. So I started doing what I called coffee self-talk. I would get my coffee every morning. I would have my little notes app or a journal, and I just had these affirmations that I started writing, and I would just read them while I drank my coffee. And, Margo, what was amazing was the first time I did it, I had that spark. It still makes me cry when I think about it because I felt like I was onto something. And then, like, my whole day was uplifted. It was amazing. Aww. So I did it for a few weeks, and my husband sleeps late because he's a night owl, and my daughter sleeps kind of late. She's homeschooled. And one day, so I had been doing it on my own for a few weeks, and my husband comes into the kitchen one day, and I said, well, okay, so there's this thing I do. I want to tell you about it, and I call it coffee self-talk. And the kind of backstory that you have to know on that is my husband's father is Shad Helmstetter, and he's like the father of self-talk. He was on Oprah. He wrote books in the 80s. And so my husband, Greg, was no stranger to self-talk. But like I said, it wasn't something we strategically used in our lives. We were just aware of it. We knew the importance of a positive mindset. But here I am strategically using self-talk every day, stacking it like a habit with my coffee, which I love. And when I told him I was doing this thing called coffee self-talk, his eyes got big, his mouth dropped open, and he said, that's a book. You need to write a book. And I was like, okay, sure. I can tell people what I'm doing. So that's how coffee self-talk came about, and that's how it became a book. And I've been doing coffee self-talk for a couple of years now, and it has been one of the most profound ways of transformation for me. And the subtitle is that, you know, the book is about this little magical routine that can help you live, you know, your best life, your most magical life. And it's because of the power of self-talk. And when you couple it with something that you do every day already, like drink your morning coffee, just like 5 minutes, right? It fires and wires in your brain, and then real change starts to happen. So that's how that came about.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. You know, like I said on the first time you were on the show, I mean, I saw the cover of the book on Instagram as a sponsored ad, I think, and I loved it. I thought, oh, my gosh, I love the cover. I love coffee. I know about self-talk, but I want to read this. So I got a copy of it. And it's so true. I love the book. I had been actually doing this is going to sound a little crazy. So I want to point out that it sounds a little crazy because of the fact that I know it. People are going to think that. But I decided to try 30 days of writing Julia Cameron, The Artist's Ways, Morning Pages, back in February of 2001. And I didn't like it at first, but after the first few days, I started loving it. By the end of the 30 days, I was loving it. I've been writing them every day since.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's the crazy thing. So, I mean, in a way, I was doing a coffee self-talk of my own by writing these three longhand pages. So when I saw your book, I thought, oh, my God, this is so cool. You know, and it's got all these awesome affirmations in there and scripts in there and... It's just, you know, it's like it gave me an extra boost and sparkle to be thinking more carefully about my self-talk. As you said in the book, your self-talk was mostly pretty good, and mine was mostly pretty good, too, but it's getting better and better because I'm more aware now of everything I say and
yes.
everything I think and everything I write because of your book. And so, yeah, I'm really glad that you decided to have coffee and write affirmations on your notes app and then write a book. It's like, woo!
Yes. Yeah, and if people don't, you know, coffee self-talk, your self-talk in general, it's profound because at the very base of it all, it builds your self-worth. And so many of us don't have that. I didn't have it. I had a level of confidence in my life. I did not have the overflowing self-love and self-worth I have now. And when you live your life from that strong foundation, so many things happen, from massively reduced stress to really boosted confidence and courage. And you just start to smash through goals that you have, and you attract and you manifest. And there's just so much that happens when you simply change the words in your mind. I mean, it's simple. It's just not always easy for people at first. But when you get going, it's amazing how your life can change.
It really is. It really is amazing. And, you know, the power of words, we talked about this in language a little bit on the first show that you were on in May. And it's so true. I mean, words. And metaphors also. I was just rereading a part of Tony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within, where he was talking about metaphors and also transformational vocabulary. And what words we say and think makes such a difference. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's profound. And it extends beyond just what you think about yourself. I mean, if you're watching the news, which tends to be negative, or if there's gossip going on at the water cooler, or even if it's just complaining about traffic, all of that has an impact on your life.
Right. It totally does. And, yeah, I've been very, very careful about what I let into my mind as much as possible. And yet there's still, because of the way things are, it's so easy for it to get in there. Even
yeah.
if you don't watch the news, and even, you know, and then there's the people that think I'm crazy or we're crazy because we don't watch the news. Oh, my God, how will you know what's going on in the world, Margo?
Yeah.
Like, people aren't going to tell me if something major happens, you know. And,
right, right. Like, if war breaks out or we discover alien life, I'm sure I'll know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. If nothing else, it'll show up on Facebook and Instagram, you know. So,
yes.
You know, but, okay, so the first book has in it lots of ideas for affirmations that people can write, and they can also model your scripts that they have, that you have in the part two of the book. The Daily Reader is the new one, though, that just came out, and tell us a little bit about that. I bought that one. I love it, too, and I just want you to tell us about that one because I want people to read this one as well, not just the first one.
Yeah, so the second book that came out is called The Coffee Self-Talk Daily Reader Number 1, and it's a number one because it's going to be a series. And it's a companion book to Coffee Self-Talk, but they are independent. You don't have to have read one to read the other. Coffee Self-Talk is going to be the instrumental thing that teaches you how to do your Coffee Self-Talk routine to change your life, just like you perfectly explained. This book, The Reader, have you ever heard about how people will meditate? You know, it's called, you know, they're sitting on the cushion or on the couch, sitting on the cushion or on the couch, and they're meditating. And they have this great meditation session, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And then they get up and they go about their life. And it's almost as if they've forgotten that they had that meditation session, because life kind of comes at you and you lose your cool or you get stressed, or it's just not as magical as it was when you were on the cushion. So
right.
When I wrote The Daily, it's 30 days and it's filled with basically little nuggets of advice or tips and tricks to help you maintain that sparkle between your coffee self-talk ritual. So from morning to morning, you know, in the morning it's amazing. You feel great when you're doing your coffee self-talk. And long term, it infuses throughout your day as you transform. But there's just no denying that sometimes you have an up and down. Your ego might get bruised, or you might bump into someone and there's an argument, or you just might have an off day, right? I mean, because that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Coffee Self-Taught Daily Reader is filled with all these different little ideas and ways that I've been using for years to just make my life amazing all day long, like between the sits, right, between the coffee self-talk sessions.
Yeah, well, I love it. I really love it. And I read the whole book in one fell swoop first and loved it. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to do that before it turns August 1st, because I want to do the first day, one day, do day three. I'm on day 11 right now because today is the 11th. And that's been fun, too, because each day it causes me to focus on one of the things that you talk about in the book. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And today, day 11, is about your ego going on a vacation or something. I can't remember how you worded it. I love the way you word things.
Thank you.
Oh, I think that one might be a good one to talk about briefly before we go on to the next things. But, you know, what is it? Your ego, pack a little suitcase.
Pack up its little suitcase and send it away for a day. So the Daily Reader, each day, is only roughly about 5 minutes of reading. And at the end of each day, I give you either something to think about or a question to answer or ponder, or I tell you to get out your sticky notes and write a certain word and post it a few places around the house to remind you. And so ultimately, you do your coffee self-talk, and then you do a little 5-minute read in the daily. And so for the ego one, yeah, that's so, nobody ever thinks to just like not have an ego for a day. So often it's, oh, I should, you know, get rid of my ego completely, or the ego is bad. And I don't say that the ego is bad. I think it can be useful in a few different ways, but it does tend to make us feel crappy. I mean, you know, something happens and your ego gets bruised because somebody said something, they criticized or they complained about something, and it just feels bad. And as I teach in the original Coffee Self-Talk book, when you want to make your dreams come true and when you want to manifest things, it's really important to match up not only the words that you think, the positive words that you think, but you want to match it up with positive, elevated emotions. So your ultimate goal to living your best life is to think and feel amazing as often as possible. And so the daily tips and tricks are ways to help you keep those emotions elevated when something could have knocked it down. And so when you send your ego on vacation for the day, you commit to a day of not letting anything anybody says to you, good or bad, like praise is a sneaky way to boost up your ego and make you feel dependent on praise, right? So ego is just such an interesting topic. And so all you have to do is spend a day noticing your ego. You send it on vacation. If somebody says something to you negative, you just brush it off. You let it go, because you just make that simple commitment, you know, and you spend a day just being by yourself, feeling empowered and strong, no matter what anybody else says, good or bad. And it's a really great feeling to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you talked about dialing the ego up and down, which I love. I don't know if you've read Anita Murjani's new book that's called Sensitive is the New Strong, but she talks about
yes,
that
I
in
have.
There. Yeah, about where she talks about the two dials, the ego and the spirit, basically, and dialing them up and down. And some people have their ego turned totally up all the time, and some people don't have enough of it. You know, I think I fall in that category quite often. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Well, anyway, I really liked that day, and I'm working on that today, not letting anything good or bad influence how I feel.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, okay, and then you've got the blank book journal, which is actually just a blank book. Is that with lines in it, or is it just blank pages?
Yes, so when we published Coffee Self-Talk, the original, you know, when I teach people how to make their own self-talk scripts, you know, they can
mm-hmm.
do it typing it into their laptop in their phone, but a lot of people like to write it down on paper, which I totally get because, ooh, I am a glitter pen, sticker, you know, colored highlighter, post-it note woman. So
yeah.
I get that it can be really effective to write it in your own handwriting, to feel that kind of connection going from your brain to your hand to the pen, right? So people
right.
needed a journal. It can be a legal pad. It can be whatever kind of paper they want. But people said,
mm-hmm.
oh, I would love something that matches. And so I said, well, I can do that. So we produce a blank-lined journal to go along with it, and in there you can journal whatever you want, including your affirmations and your scripts.
I love that. I need to get that. I really want that one too, because I love writing in journals. But I write my morning pages. I actually write on 8.5 by 11 yellow pads of paper, legal, not the legal size, but you know they look like legal paper.
Yes.
But yeah, and I write the day, the date, the time on the first one up on the left, and then I write the first page, and then the second one I do the day, date, and time. And that way they're all in order that way, and you don't have to number them. But, yeah, I think this could be really fun. I want to get one of those, or, well, probably more than one. And
yeah, it's fun because it matches. And I just,
yeah.
I like things that coordinate, and I like how it looks. It feels like a system, you know? And when I have
right.
the book with the journal and the daily next to each other on my desk with my little rose quartz bookends, I get a little thrill. I'm like, oh, I'm a part of something that's, you know, just a little bit bigger than just a single book, right? Like, so, I don't know, there's something
yeah.
that just tickles me about that.
Yeah, well, I can totally get that. You know, we don't have that much more time left. We only have about 6.5 minutes left. Oh, my gosh. So I want to talk next about the book Coffee Self-Talk for Dudes. And, yeah, I have to say, though, it was so funny because you put about the doodly cover, D-U-D-E-L-E. D-U-D.
Yes.
E-L-Y cover, and my husband's
right.
name's Dudley, and he loved that. He goes, I think I want to go by Doodly instead.
Funny.
Doodly, yeah. All right, so tell us a little bit about that, because that's really cool, too. And, oh, by the way, my brother got that, and he's loving it. So,
oh, good,
thank you.
So the origins of that book was really just that I had women writing to me saying, I love this book. I want my husband to do it with me, but he's just not going to really get into it when there's hearts and pastel on the cover, and then some of the language in the affirmations is a bit flowery and, you know, fairy dust and pixie dust and all that. So I get it. You know, as we said, language is really important, and the better it resonates with you, the stronger the impact it's going to have. So I took Coffee Self-Talk. It's 95% the same. For the dude's version, I changed the cover, and I changed a little bit of the language inside. So instead of, you know, living a magical life, it's living a legendary life. And instead of saying I'm beautiful, you know, it's I'm handsome or I'm attractive. So it's just
mm-hmm.
a tweak in the language. And But if you know what's funny is I get men who now write to me, they bought the original, they like it, and then they see that there's a dude version, and they're like, oh, wait, was I supposed to buy that one? And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's just out there and available in case somebody wants it, but either book is fine for both sexes. I mean, the women can read the dude version. I love it.
Oh, I know. I got the dude version on my Kindle, and I love it, too. And it's just, you know, it's funny because just knowing that there was some of it that was changed made me inspired to read it again. So, you know, I liked that about it. And then you have a journal also for the dudes then, right? The doodly,
yes.
Doodly journal.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we have 4.5 minutes left. So, and you've got Coffee Self-Talk for Teen Girls coming out at the end of August. I love this August-ish.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. That is, I was going to do it for teens in general, and I thought, you know, it's Coffee Self-Talk, but it's more than 95, I mean, it's not a 95% match like the dudes to the original. This one, I talk about academic badassery, you know, like doing really well in academics. I talk about peer pressure, Instagram, you know, social media, and really, really helping girls build their self-worth and their self-esteem. So I'm excited
so
for that
awesome.
One to come out. Yeah, and teen dudes will follow, but I wanted to get, you know, I do them separately, and so the girls came first.
I love that, and then you had said that you're going to do one for tweens, which is really important, too, because that's that in-between age that can be really tricky and also can influence them. And then kids, I love that, too, probably in 2022. And then you've got
yes.
Hello Self-Talk. I love that. That one's coming out in September, right? I love that idea.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Thank you. You know, self-talk is not just, you know, once a day. It's
no.
I don't just do it in the morning with my coffee. And I love finding ways to ritualize and make it special. It's
mm-hmm.
like it's just more mystical and exciting to do. And so I wrote Pillow Self-Talk because every night I do have a routine that is different than my coffee self-talk. It's just, it's slightly different. And
right.
I thought, oh my God, I got to tell people about this. So I made Pillow Self-Talk, and that's another one I'm really excited about.
Well, I'm excited to get that one too. And then you're going to have a guided journal out in October of 2021. And a big surprise not yet announced in November 2021. And, oh, my God, I'm so curious.
Oh, thank you. I know. I'm on fire. I am just
you
I,
are
I
on
get down
fire.
And I just
you
write.
You are amazing. You know,
oh, thank you. Thank you.
When you people that walk their talk and are authentic and are real, and you are all of those things, are so inspiring, you know, because you don't just write about this, you actually live it. And I can tell.
Yes, thank you. Don't make me cry.
I'm getting tears in my eyes myself right now. Okay, we've got a little over a minute left. So what would you like to leave our listeners with, besides the fact that they can go to your blog and find out more about you?
I want to tell people that I want everybody to know that they are worthy, that I am worthy and you are worthy and we are all worthy of everything that we want, everything that's in our heart. We are worthy of waking up happy. We don't have to wake up sad or anxious. We don't have to go to sleep stressed out. We are all so worthy of living just the most incredible lives. And if we just start with the words in our head, we can start to make that change.
So true. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kristen, for all of the ways that you live your music. I am so glad
to have
met you and to have your books and to have the books to look forward to that are coming out later. And thanks again for being on my show the second time. The first time was really fun, too, and I would love for people to listen to that one as well, but this one's only 30 minutes. The first one was 45, and so, you know, it takes a little longer to fit into your day with that first one.
Yes, well, third time's a charm, so we'll have to try
again. Oh, well, yeah. Definitely. All right. Bye for now, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.
Live your music. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Kristen.
Bye.